RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Become your healthiest self. It's time for Talk Healthy Today. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
You know, taking care of our eyes has become something that a lot of us have to focus on, and we have to make it a priority, because we're going to have a lot of coulda, shoulda, wouldas if we don't. You know, lots of tips have been talked about and a lot of things that we can do every single day, but two of the most important things we can do is choose our food wisely and choose our supplementation and make sure that we're choosing correctly. Now, you know, we start talking about food, it gets very confusing. Many of us are eating the same things all the time, and most of it not very, very healthy, and definitely not foods that can actually be supporting our eye health. Look for periodicals that really do make a difference. In the health and nutrition industry today, you have a plethora of good information. Better Nutrition Magazine, Clean Eating Magazine. You don't want to know why I go to these? Because they give me ideas to keep me on course. And about the supplements that are advertised within these magazines, they're the best of the best. And the ideas for food, you know, sometimes you'll stand in the middle, and this is just kind of a comment I want to say. I was in the grocery store a couple months ago, and there was a lady standing there, and she had five different kinds of vegetables in her cart. She had bok choy and Brussels sprouts and asparagus and eggplant. And I think there was one more, zucchini, I think. And she was standing there, and I walked by her and I said, "Everything okay?" And she said, "You know, I'm supposed to eat these kind of things, but I don't know anything about recipes, how to prepare them. I know they're good for me and I know I need to do this, but I don't know what to do with them." So instantaneously, I gave her some suggestions, and I said, "Did you know there are great magazines that you can pick up that give you ideas for cooking and recipes?" And of course, going to their Facebook sites and seeing these beautiful recipes in front of us to make us engaged, because when we're engaged, we're going to do these things more often. And in the category of our eyes, all those things in her cart were phenomenal for great eye health. Good food is important today, because good food is not just for the body, not just for cardiovascular disease, but vegetables and fruits and antioxidant-rich food are the main things that you can think about that feed and nourish your eyes. Now, we've all heard about carrots. Obviously, carrots make the best food choice for your eyes. They're wonderful. But there are many, many other things that you can do that'll actually help your eyes be healthier. Antioxidants, those are those protector armies that are in our vegetables. They protect against eye damage from things like sunlight and cigarette smoke and air pollution. And the leafy greens are loaded with two of the best nutrients, lutein and zeaxanthin. Now, lutein and zeaxanthin are amazing nutrients. They're probably my first stop when I think about nutrition for the eyes. Now, when you're thinking nutrition for your eyes, you can do things separately, but there are also companies that make beautiful blended combinations. Lutein and zeaxanthin, I consider them the twins. I put them together. They're found together in many vegetables, and potent antioxidants they are. In humans, they occur in very high concentrations in our eye, in the lens, in the retina, in the macula. And for that reason, lutein and zeaxanthin are thought to be very, very crucial for healthy vision. Both of them protect the eyes from harmful high-energy light waves, things like ultraviolet rays and the sunlight. Many studies suggest that high levels of lutein and zeaxanthin in the eye tissue are associated with better vision, especially in dim light or where there's glare. Diets that are rich in these two antioxidants appear to protect against many of the age-related eye diseases. And, you know, these days, sometimes not even age-related, just living. One study found that foods rich in zeaxanthin, particularly spinach and kale and broccoli, are up to 50% when they're used on a regular basis, those individuals 50% less likely to develop cataracts. A major study called ARID-DS2 has shown that supplements containing lutein and zeaxanthin can slow the progression of macular degeneration if you already have it. Very, very important. And isn't it amazing that our fork and knife can actually give us a better way of looking at our health and a better way of seeing everything in front of us? How about this? Grapefruit, strawberries, Brussels sprouts. Why? Well, they're loaded with vitamin C, a top antioxidant. These foods are among some of the top choices of vitamin C. Eating a half a grapefruit and a handful of Brussels sprouts or strawberries every day, you'd be amazing how much better you're going to be. Also, papaya, oranges, green peppers, other great sources. Vitamin C and E work together, so things like seeds and nuts and wheat germ also very effective. Now, most of us don't get enough vitamin E, as we should from our food. Having a handful of sunflower seeds or a tablespoon of wheat germ oil in your salad dressing gives you a big boost. I personally like almonds and pecans. And vegetable oils are also a really good source. So these are things to keep in mind. Sometimes a little adjustment of your diet can bring you monumental differences. How about turkey and oysters and crab? Just two oysters give you more than enough zinc for the day, which keeps your retina of your eye in top working order. A turkey sandwich? It's a great source of zinc as well. There's also zinc in healthy meat, eggs, peanuts, and whole grains. Don't forget about your omega-3 fatty acids. I mean, salmon, sardines, and herring? Omega-3s protect your heart and your brain, and they reduce inflammation. They're also very, very effective for helping with our eyes. And of course, three of my favorites, carrots, pumpkin, and sweet potatoes. Don't forget the deep orange and yellow vegetables and fruits for beta carotene. It converts into vitamin A, which helps prevent night blindness. Now that's amazing. You know, another nutrient, probably one of my favorite, and it goes with a great story, is bilberry. Now bilberry is an herb. The legend goes, British Royal Air Force pilots, after eating bilberry jam for tea, bombed with the enemy during World War II with devastating accuracy. Their night vision heightened by the powers of that inky blue fruit. Now, the story has never been confirmed, but boy, it's been talked about ever since. And these beautiful berries, these wonderful information that we get from these, the combination of the bilberry communicating with our eyes. Now, bilberry, it's a relative of cranberry and huckleberry and the American blueberry. The bilberry looks kind of like a blueberry, but its flesh is darker, somewhere between deep purple and crimson, and its flavor is on the tart side. The depth of color in the bilberry's flesh is caused by those anthocyanidins. Now, found in these berries, deep in them is the active ingredient that helps to keep our eyes so healthy. Now, most people are not going to go buy bilberries. So being able to take it in a supplement form, along with maybe lutein and zeaxanthin, can make dramatic differences in the way that you are living your life, as well as you are nutrifying your body from the inside. Now, one of my new favorite nutrients, and probably not talked about as much as it should be, is astaxanthin. Now, scientists long ago discovered that a class of naturally occurring pigments called carotenoids held these powerful properties that are crucial for our health. But only recently has one particular carotenoid jumped to the forefront in terms of the status as a supernutrient, and it's called astaxanthin. Now, astaxanthin is produced by that microalgae. When water seems to dry up and you'll see a lot of fish that are eating it, it also gives the pink hue to flamingos and salmon. I can't tell you, this nutrient is in a league of its own. It is by far the most powerful carotenoid antioxidant when it comes to free radical scavenging. It is amazing for helping with the blood-retinal barrier, where beta-carotene and lycopene don't do that. It's soluble in lipids. It is a potent UVB absorber, and it reduces DNA damage. This is amazing. This is such a wonderful, wonderful nutrient. And I have to tell you, I'm taking it. I've been taking it for a while now. I knew at the very beginning it was a potent antioxidant for the body, for the heart, and just for the immune system. But when I started seeing the studies coming in as a carotenoid and being able to break the blood-brain barrier and the blood-retinal barrier, that to me was enough for me to start using astaxanthin. Because all carotenoids are not created equal. Beta-carotene, lycopene, and zeaxanthin act not only as antioxidants, but also as prooxidants when presented in your tissues. Zeaxanthin is already abundant in your diet, but when you eat more of the greens, we get more. But astaxanthin is the most common occurring red carotenoid in marine and aquatic animals. And it is so beneficial for the protective layer about how our eye sees and the tissue of the eyes. Very, very important. Now, I know I'm naming a couple of these. Now, remember, today's world of health and nutrition, and you know, like I said, if you start to listen to radio shows, tune in on a regular basis to all the great shows on Radio MD, and you know, tune in every Tuesday at 11 a.m., we'll be talking about great healthy things to do. But also on your downtime, magazines bring great information. So pick up a subscription to Better Nutrition Magazine, Clean Eating Magazine, because they're going to give you the information and you can read it, you can put it down, you'll go back to it, and you'll want to refer back because they're relevant for today's world. They're on note, on time, on key with the things that are going on in today's world. We want our information coming at us from every angle, but we want good information, truthful information, and information that's going to let us feel healthier and give us the tools to do so. Now, we can't go any further without discussing probably one of the best antioxidants, and it really doesn't fit into the antioxidant category that much, even though on paper they will say it is. I consider it to be the most lubricating nutrient, the most effective movement of viscosity of the blood, keeping things moving and not making stickiness inside the arteries, and also the best anti-inflammatory, omega-3 fatty acids. Now, omega-3 fatty acids has come a long way. I remember close to 40 years ago being in the health food store, and there was one bottle of omega-3 on the bottom shelf next to the vitamin D. Nobody ever asked for them. Nobody ever talked about them. There was none at all in the area of benefit of well, I guess I should mainstream information on them, but look at today. They are eye level, no pun intended, and they're right in front of us because the studies are now showing the necessity for us having the availability of being able to do and have healthier eyes. When your eyes are damaged, they are inflamed. When you have a flare-up of an irritation of the eye, they're inflamed. When your macular degeneration is getting worse, it's inflamed. When your cataracts are growing, it's inflamed. Everything in our body is intensified and kind of like the accelerator on your car. As you're pressing the accelerator, everything is happening faster. But when we reduce our pressure on that pedal and we take inflammation back a couple notches, things slow down. They start to arrest a little bit. The progression and the speed of the intensity of whatever health problem you're dealing with starts to slow down because inflammation, although beneficial for healing and providing nutrients and oxygen, when the on switch is on all the time, it's devastating to the wear and tear it puts on your body. And in this case, the intensity of the advancement of eye problems, they get so much worse so fast. Couple tips I want to remind you so we can stay in touch and we can, you know, stay friends and stay in touch. I would love for you to make sure you go to the Radio MD, go to the Talk Healthy Today page. It has its own page there, and you know what's there? Podcasts. So you can actually go back and listen to the shows, and you know, if we have guests on, you can go back and refer to them as well. But you know, just go to Radio MD, pull up the Talk Healthy Today page, and guess what? All of the shows will be podcasted for your download convenience. What makes that a really good thing? We're busy. We've got a lot going on. There's nothing better than on-demand things in our life. We get to listen to them and turn them on when we demand to listen to them, and they are available for you. If you're on Facebook, which many of us are, make sure to go to the Facebook page, Talk Healthy Today. Click the like button. You'll start seeing great things that we share on there and recipes and referrals to many of the wonderful magazines that we like to talk about, the ones that bring the good information and no confusion. In a confusing world, I try to make things as easy as possible. And after 34 years on the air, I've learned that information needs to be easily accessed. It needs to be relevant, and it needs to be timely. And that's what we try to do. So go to RadioMD.com. You know, you're probably there if you're listening right now live, and click on the page for the Talk Healthy Today show, and you'll be able to listen to podcasts at your convenience. That's number one. Have your friends go as well. You may hear a show, like today with the eyes, that might just be something from a conversation you were having with a friend or a coworker. They were talking about their eyes. So you can tell them to go and download the show. How cool is that? And to see what's upcoming, you can go to the Facebook page and see what the next week's show is going to be all about. Eye health is really important. And I hope that we'll take the importance of focusing on our eye health and maybe start looking at it a little bit differently. Now, all I can say is that I'm glad I started accepting that these were problems a long time ago. Real quick, I want to talk about some of the lingo that you're going to see when you go to the ophthalmologist. So when you do go to your eye doctor, when they mention something, you'll have a little bit of information to go with. floaters. Now, these are tiny little spots or specks that float across the field of vision. Most people notice them in well-lit rooms or outdoors on a bright day. Often, floaters are normal, but sometimes they're a sign of a more serious condition, like a retinal detachment. So if you start to see light flashes or dark shadows, get to the emergency room immediately. A detached retina can be fixed, but you have a window of time. And floaters can be diagnosed as being nothing or something. These are your body talking to you. Dry eyes? Well, dry eyes happen when the tear glands can't make enough tears, or they make poor quality tears. Dry eyes can be uncomfortable. They can cause itching. They can cause burning. They can also lead to some loss of vision. Your eye doctor may suggest using a humidifier, which I recommend as well. And of course, wonderful natural tears are very effective. Cataracts. This is a big one. You know, and cataracts are cloudy areas that develop within the lens of the eye. A healthy lens is clear, like a camera. A light has no problem passing through it to the retina of the back where the images are processed. When you have a cataract, the light can't get through as easily, and as a result, you can't see well. They do form slowly, and they don't always cause symptoms like pain, redness, or tearing. But staying ahead of the game, your ophthalmologist will use terms like, they're not ripe for cataract surgery, or it's not time. So when your doctor says this, you'll understand that they are developing, but they're not ready for removal. And I got to tell you, today, cataract surgery, if necessary, very easy, very common, and you're on with your life very quickly. 15 years ago, when they used to do them, you had to stay in kind of a face-down position for a long period of time, and it was just a really hard recovery. But this is an area in the field of medicine that I think has really made great advances, so what's wonderful? Glaucoma. You've heard about it before. Do you know what it is? It has to do with the buildup of pressure in your eye. The eye is kind of like a tire. Some pressure is normal and safe, but when the pressure goes up, it leads to damage of your optic nerve. This is called primary open-angle glaucoma, because most people with primary glaucoma have no early symptoms or pain, another reason to go in for those six-month or once-a-year, you know, checkups. Less commonly, glaucoma can be caused by an injury, an eye infection, blocked blood vessels, and also, once again, inflammatory disorders of the eye. So you definitely want to keep that one in mind. It is something that we need to stay abreast and learn about, and we need to make sure we're aware. Probably one of the things that I think people are seeing more than anything else today is macular degeneration. And this is a rough one because people are losing their eyesight. They have no real fix for macular degeneration. I've read in a Science Today magazine that eventually they will do macula transplants for people that have lost their sight due to macular damage. But until that point, we need to be responsible, you know, and take the tips and run with them. Eat a diet that's high in green vegetables and beautiful oils. Actually, my recommendation, the Mediterranean diet. Why? Well, the Mediterranean diet encompasses green vegetables and fruits and grass-fed beef and lots of fish and omega-3s and olive oil and healthy, beautiful dairy and grains and beans and legumes. It's an anti-inflammatory diet. How could we do anything but benefit from it? Especially when you're kicking to the curb. Junk food, fast food, too much caffeine, sugar, pre-made, processed, reconstituted foods. And you're eating nothing but real, true-to-form food. All I can tell you is that sometimes along the way, we need to make sure that we are doing everything we possibly can to keep our bodies as healthy as we possibly can, because it is a different world out there today, and we have to be in control. We have to make sure that we're doing everything we can and focusing on our health, because somewhere along the line, we've thrown in the towel. And even with our eyesight, I'll talk to people all the time, and they'll say, well, I'm getting older. Yeah, we all are. We're all getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept blurred vision. It doesn't mean you have to accept straining and squinting. It doesn't mean that you just have to say, well, I just can't see as well as I did before, but you haven't made an attempt to go to the doctor. You haven't added any green foods into your diet. You know, so for many of us, it's a rough thing to think about getting older. And I think for many of us, it's a hard thing to swallow. The idea of getting older, and it is rough, you know, but the thing is, getting older doesn't mean that you have to throw in the towel. Two different kinds of macular degeneration. I want to make sure that I just mentioned both of them. I kind of glazed over. The dry form of macular degeneration is characterized by the presence of yellow deposit called drusen in the macula. A few small drusen may not cause damage in the vision or changes. However, as they grow in size and increase in number, they lead to a dimming or a distortion of your vision that we find most noticeable when we're reading. The wet form of macular degeneration is characterized by the growth of abnormal blood vessels from the underneath of the macula. This is called choroidal neurovascularization. These blood vessels leak blood and fluid into the retina, causing distortion of vision that makes straight lines look wavy, as well as blind spots and loss of central vision. These abnormal blood vessels and their bleeding eventually form a scar, well, leading to permanent loss of vision. We need to make sure that we are preparing ourselves at a younger age in every part of our health. Today, we're taking things for our joints long before there's a joint problem. We're taking things for our cholesterol and our heart, hopefully before there is a problem. We need to think of our eyes as something that we definitely need to focus on. If you need eyeglasses, get into your ophthalmologist, get your eyes checked. Maybe you don't even know. I actually went with a woman last week. I was speaking with her, and she was straining to see everything. And I said, when was the last time you went in to get your eyes checked? And she says, I've never been in. And I said, you realize that you're straining and squinting to see a piece of paper that's 6 inches away. She said, I know, but I'm just getting older. I sent her in. She went to see the ophthalmologist. She is now wearing glasses. She didn't have any macular. She didn't have any swelling or irritation. She didn't have any pressure glaucoma. But the doctor said, how have you been functioning with no glasses? She said, it's a new world. Not only is reading easier, but just plain seeing is better. You know, she definitely had a major problem. I think sometimes we just accept these things as the norm, and we should be fighting it every inch of the way. Remember to read good, healthy magazines. Get ideas for that great food you're putting in your cart. Make sure that you're checking into the quality supplementation that's out there. You know, look to good quality companies. You know, if you really want to know good companies, when you pick up, you know, your magazines, look who advertises in there. That's quality advertising. They put out the good stuff. Choose a quality bilberry, a quality lutein and zeaxanthin. Get the best omega-3 available. Pick up some wonderful astaxanthin as well. And make sure you're taking a good foundation multiple vitamin. It's very important. You know, to make sure that you're getting the nutrients that we're missing. We as a nation, we're overfed and undernourished, obese, overweight, and undernourished. Kind of a weird play on words, how you can be 50 pounds overweight and still be running on a deficit of your nutrients. It's because of what we're eating. You know, you don't have to eat. It doesn't take a lot of, you know, to be a rocket scientist and a lot of information for how the body gets overweight. Just look at what we're eating. But then, to nutrify the body, you have to look at things a little differently. Quality fruits and vegetables, good grains, anti-inflammatory foods, plenty of olive oil, plenty of water to keep your body hydrated, and cut back on most of the stuff that many of us have a tendency to eat all the time. The standard American diet is causing a lot of standard American problems, and it has lowered the threshold and tore down the wall that used to separate geriatric health problems to the younger folks. There is no wall. Now they're just plain health problems affecting all of us at a much younger age. And eye health, well, it's no exception to the rule. We're seeing more eye problems at a younger age. Younger cases of cataracts and glaucoma and macular degeneration, dry eye problems. So many people having dry eye problems and blurred vision. A lot of that from straining and squinting, from needing a prescription or needing reading glasses and not focusing on it. It comes down to choosing wisely, but also asking questions and making sure that you're asking those questions and doing your research from people and from writers and that really know what they're doing. And then choosing the products made from formulators and companies that bring integrity and quality that we can depend on. When it comes to your eye health, please focus, no pun intended, on getting them in a healthier state. And remember that sometimes along the way, you know, you might have to go in for more checkups. You may have to give in and wear prescription glasses. You may have to eventually down the road have to have surgery. Maybe cataract removal. Maybe there's going to be a surgery related to macular degeneration because we just haven't taken care of our eyes. Do what you need to do, but remember, And this is a point that I really want to make sure that people understand. It's kind of like going in for a joint replacement. You get a hip replacement. And people say, well, do I still need to use my hip replacement medicine and my vitamins for the hips and the joints? Well, of course, that wasn't your only joint. And your body already knows how to degenerate a joint, so there's other joints that are going to be prey. So you continue to take all your joint supplements. Exactly the same thing with the eyes. If you've been using eye supplements and you're eating a good diet, but somewhere along the line your cataracts slid in, do you continue with your supplements and nutrition for the eyes? Yes, you do. You get that zeaxanthin and that lutein and that bilberry and that omega-3 and that good products into your system every day. You eat more greens. You continue to do it because the fight doesn't end once you've had an eye surgery. It just continues. And you need to stay on top of the game. Do everything you can. Get your frequent checkups. Find out where you are. If you haven't been to an eye doctor in 10 years, go in, get an eye checkup, and see where you are. You may be surprised that things are a lot better than you thought. You may find out that there's something going on. And along the way, you might also find out that there are things out there that sometimes we really do need to focus on. And the only way to do that is to make sure that you are being preventive, having a good nutritional protocol, but also asking questions from the people who can answer them correctly and putting a priority on your own health. It really is important. And the little hints, don't forget about the 20-20-20 rule. Every 20 minutes, look at something 20 feet away for 20 seconds. Make sure you've got your eye protective eyeglasses. Make sure you always have protective 100% UVA and UVB blocking, you know, good quality eyewear every time you go outside. These are little tiny things that can make dramatic differences. So when it comes to your eye health, be preventive, ask questions, and stay on top of it. Everything from diet through supplements to tiny little tips that can make it easier and better. Dramatically can make wonderful changes. Remember, for more information on this show, please tune into the Talk Healthy Today radio page on Radio MD. And don't forget to like the page on Facebook as well. I thank you all for listening. I hope it was good information for you today, because eye health is important. Somewhere along the line, we just need to have better focus. Be well. God bless.